If you make a coin out of it, then you're not going to be koina. So it's dafka of the zuzi. This specifically made a coin out of it. But also, in an nascha kli, but let's say made out of the plate, a vessel, could go in kaisrael kesef. Let's say you made a silver cup. Koni, you'd be required. Because avka of the hada avalei nascha, which really is the same sort of like with the coin, you can make it back into a plate, like gogam the sabas and kalem. That's not any less than boards that you made a vessel out of it. That's considered shinoi. Abo zuz levein, then conjures coins and a brick into a chachivis, because that's so significant. So since you can make it back to what it originally was, the verse not going to be considered as a shinoi. Someone swaps a cow with a donkey, which I says, nalik rashi. It says, orchid the most naked is picking what's just the norm. Shderech lahachle par bachamar, bartering for a cow for a donkey, of limker, shef madam, or to sell a mitzvah with money, is just the norm how it would be done. Ain lemer, don't explain. You couldn't say a case of selling the cow and giving birth. The fish in part is because the cow is not acquired with money, only withdrawing it. And when you pull, you'll see if it gave birth or not. But a maid could be acquired with money, because slave is compared to property. Says, no. Because or Remeu who's saying this. Remeu lemakish. Remeu doesn't compare. Don't come because he says, that you swear for slaves, while al kakas. But we know regarding property, he holds that you don't swear. That gamish dvarim shem kakarka, main kakarka, there are certain things that are like property, not like property, on some level. But keeping the lemakers lein shabbos, since it doesn't compare regarding oath, so who are the lein kingdom? We would assume the same thing regarding acquisition. Because our gemara brings a proof from oath on theft. But since there's a miyuk tzas yishlacha, but you could differentiate a little bit the lein gezel b'shavu near the gemara. Regarding stealing an oath, the Gemara seemed lahashvis that to compare them because the Tavai and Nafka they call out Prat. They both learned them from Kala Prat, Kesla Kamon, Perik Bas, Nafka Vizam Bez, and Shwub Perik Shwub Zadiyam Shwub Zadam and Bez. It wouldn't be such a raya that the same thing would apply be regarding Kinyana. And it's just not to bring the Gemara about Losh Asik, Shaisik Zachaba. And this guy is quiet, so therefore he's going to be. This guy's saying it was a Myrish, so this guy was quiet, so the guy who said it was his is going to be Zaycha. So Tzai says, depends. L'mandam, according to one who holds the bar b'shem b'bari adiv, that, yeah, because the one who's definite claim is better than Sanicha, that makes sense, because he's the definite one. Now, l'mandam l'bari adiv, even according to the one who says that doesn't make you better because you have a definite claim, so I'm reading the research, my first, just going to explain the shtika k'idad, I mean, the guy who's being quiet is not just like a sheba, it's like admission. Look, come in today, it's not like someone who just says, I don't know, and that's why the other one is going to get it.